Welcome back to the News at One, and let's go straight to our reporter Diane Connor at the Central Criminal Court, where that verdict in the trial of Aaron Brady for the murder of Detective Garda Adrian Donoghue on the night of the 25th of January in 2013 at the Lordship Credit Union in County Louth has been reached. Aaron Brady, who'd pleaded not guilty, was convicted about an hour ago of the capital murder of Detective Garda Donoghue. And Diane, take us through this morning's proceedings at the Central Criminal Court.
Indeed, Christopher, around midday we heard that the jury had reached a verdict, and when they returned into the courtroom, the five men and seven women were asked if they had reached a verdict in relation to count one, which was the capital murder charge, and they said yes, they had. They had reached a majority verdict where 11 out of the 12 jurors found Aaron Brady guilty of the capital murder of Detective Garda Adrian Donoghue. Now, in order to find him guilty, they had to be satisfied beyond reasonable doubt that Aaron Brady knew he was shooting a Garda in active duty, or was reckless as to whether he was a Garda.
This was the second verdict delivered in the case this week. Take us back to Monday and what was decided then.
That's right. Well, the jury, I suppose, went out and began deliberations on Wednesday evening and continued deliberating on Thursday and Friday. On Monday at 1:30, when they were just finished about to finish up for the day, they were asked if they had reached a decision in relation to any of the charges that were against Aaron Brady, the first one being capital murder and the second being the robbery of €7,000 of cash and assorted cheques from outside Lordship Credit Union. And they said they had reached a unanimous verdict, one in which they all agreed in relation to the charge of robbery, and they found him guilty of the robbery of €7,000. And it was at that point that the judge, Mr. Justice Michael White, told them that in relation to the capital murder charge, they could find a majority verdict, one in which at least 10 of them would agree. And it turned out today, after 20 hours and 2 minutes to be precise, of deliberations, they reached a verdict, a majority verdict in relation to that.
What was the reaction?
Quite emotional in the court. There was two courtrooms. There's a main courtroom as a result of social distancing, and numbers are obviously limited in the courts. So the reaction emotional in the courts, but also the brothers of Adrian Dunne, who I could see were quite emotional, upset, as were the Gardaí who've been involved in the investigation. There was a large number of them here in the court for the verdict today. This has been a massive investigation, an arduous investigation. So quite emotional. Then the court was adjourned for 15 minutes, and 15 minutes later we went back into the courtroom, and the judge remanded Aaron Brady in custody to appear again on the 14th of October, when there will be a sentence hearing. And during that day, victim impact statements will be given by Adrian Donoghue's widow Caroline, and also his family can give victim impact statements. And also Detective Garda Joe Ryan will have an opportunity to give a victim impact statement. He was the Garda who was there with Adrian Donoghue that night, so he'll get an opportunity to talk about the impact on him and his life, and also the employees of the credit union who are also there. It's expected to take at least a day, and after that, then that will be the official imposition of the sentence. It's 40 years as a sentence when convicted of capital murder.
Diane Connor, thank you for that account of this morning's proceedings at the Central Criminal Court in Dublin.